what is my style? What can I do that's just more natural than any entrepreneurial trick I could learn from some coach, something that only I can offer? Because that's what's going to attract people to you, is when you're attracting, when you're attractive and not the stress. Honestly, the stress is just going to complicate your business.
Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast. Hey there, retailers. How is everybody doing today? I'm so excited for you to be here today. I'm so grateful for you. We are doing another episode of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about reducing the stress as we go into Q4. Anybody feel, we just need to take a deep sigh and deep breath and get all the tools we can to get ourselves organized and ready for Q4. Oh, hands up if that's you. So I'm excited today. I have a special guest in for you today. Before we get into actual conversation with my special guest, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you to those who have been leaving reviews on the podcast, who have been giving me feedback. I'm so grateful. I read every review that's left here. It is so helpful to us for you to leave a review. It helps us be found by other retailers and other creative shop owners. It helps the podcast people, you know, all the tech people, let's let them know that the information that we're sharing is valuable. And I am so incredibly grateful to those of you who have been leaving reviews and ratings. And if you have a minute, I'd be so grateful if you could do that. Again, I read every single one and I'm so grateful for them all. And I love hearing from you guys. I just love hearing from all of the retailers that are listening. So I am also super grateful for you to take your time here today listening, as you, I know you want to improve your business, and not just your business, right? We are here to help you improve your lifestyle. You're building a lifestyle, not just a business. And I appreciate that. And I don't take your time lightly. So on that note, let's get going. Today, I'm going to have a conversation with a good friend of mine I've known for a few years, Dr. Christine Lee, who is a procrastination coach, and she helps people move through the difficult things. And really, she's going to talk to us today about helping us reduce the stress that we feel going into this continued crazy time, whether that's good, crazy, stressful for you, or whether it's a hard, crazy, stressful. We need to be in control of what's happening over the next few months, and it's going to be awesome. Hey there, friends. I have a surprise for us, or a privilege for us, I guess, today here on Creative Shop Talk podcast. And I'm also simultaneously, we are videoing this episode for our Facebook page, because I'm going to introduce you to somebody really special. And I'm so excited to have Dr. Christine Lee here with us today, also known as the procrastination coach. So, and we've known each other for quite some time. I can't even remember. It's 2018, maybe we met. We've been friends and we met through conferences. And I just think she is amazing. And I love listening to her speak. And I'm so grateful that she has taken time out of her busy day to come here and talk to us about just, you know, we're going into the fourth quarter and there's so many things and, you know, pandemic days and all of the things. And we have a little party going on or something here at the end. I just found out we're going to be doing as well too. So welcome, Christine. I'm so excited that you're here today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm so happy to be with you and your audience, and I'm so excited to share what I know and to help whomever I can help. And I just wanted to share how we actually met, because you were on stage at Tribe, Stu McLaren's conference in 2018, and you just wowed me and the entire audience. You were brilliant. And when you got off stage, I was the person who said, I gave you like a high five. I don't even know if you remember that. Then I've just admired everything you've done ever since. So thanks for inviting me here. And I'm so glad to have our conversation coming up.
Wow, it's my pleasure. And then we did meet after the high five, hang out a little bit and chat and stuff. So and I think we have mutual crushes. I don't know if that's it. We've been following each other for a long time and we chat a lot. We have very similar values. Those of you who are familiar with how I work and my values, Christine is very, very much on the same level. We're sort of anti-hustle. That's not always our way. It's more about values and value-based selling and value-based, you know, serving people. And you're so smart about grounding people. So, like you, I'm very grounded when I listen to you speak, when I, you know, just see some of your posts. You have to go follow her on Instagram, because I tell you, when I listen to you on Instagram, sometimes I'm like, oh, okay, calm down now, Wendy. Like, you know, it's like, so Christine says it's all going to be okay. So we all have that, you know, that turmoil or the chaos that sort of kind of builds up. And again, going into fourth quarter right now, my retailers, Christine's very familiar with what we do. You know, we're creative shop owners and she understands our business. We have a lot of mutual friends in the creative world. And you know, it's crazy for us. This, I mean, it's crazy for everybody fourth quarter, but especially for retailers, especially after a pandemic, you know, all the things that are happening right now. So I thought I'd bring you on, and if you can just share some of your beautiful wisdom with us and, you know, maybe just a few things that will help the retailers look positively towards the fourth quarter and some tips, whatever you have for us.
Sure. Absolutely. Wendy, that was so such a beautiful introduction. Thank you for those kind words. And I would say, the one thing that I would change a little bit was, I'm not sure I know exactly what it's like to be a shop owner.
Well, not exactly, but you are familiar with what we do.
Yes, but my reaction when you said that was that I am familiar with the stress, stress in general, living with stress, recovering from stress, but also the stress of being a business owner. So yes, I absolutely am familiar with that. So I just wanted to clarify that. Yeah. And I'm happy to share just my tips and tricks and strategies and just things that work for reducing your stress without having to go to a therapist, without spending hours of your time. Really, I think the secret is that we have control of our own path and our own mindset and the way we coach ourselves. And I think it's sometimes very difficult to trust that and to trust that our instincts are okay and that, you know, trying this next venture is going to be okay, even if it fails, even if it's not exactly how we envisioned it. It's really just a process of daily gratitude, trusting yourself, experimenting and getting comfortable with taking risks and supporting yourself throughout, no matter what the outcome is, no matter how well you do. And of course, we all hope that we do the best, but that's the key, that we have to hope that we do the best, that we have to trust that we're going to do our best from the beginning. There's no waffling about that, because when we waffle, guess what? We don't feel confident. Our audience doesn't feel confident. Our systems then aren't really set up in the right way, because we kind of gave up midway because we were tired or because we were like, oh, this isn't going to really work. So why would I spend another 5 hours doing this? There are all sorts of ways that we're intersecting with the environment and our audience. And we need to be the leader of that energy. We need to put out the positive energy, the right energy, the focused energy towards the goal that we see for ourselves. And we've all got them. Sometimes we're a little embarrassed or worried about sharing them, but we've got these dreams. We've got these ideas that are good. Otherwise, we wouldn't be spending this time and we wouldn't be listening to podcasts all the time. We wouldn't be trying so hard. So I'm here to support your best entrepreneurial self and your best brain, because I think we need to rely on our brains and our hearts to do very well in business.
I think that's so perfect. I teach that we have to be the CEOs. We have to be the boss of our business. And one of the biggest parts of that is mindset, in my opinion. And it's usually the one that retailers, they just want the strategies of other things, you know, the marketing and tell me how to market. But I always start with mindset, because the story that we tell ourselves a lot is that we are just hobbyists, or we are, I don't know how to do that. And I don't, you know, so right back to what you just said, being confident and not waffling all the time and being confident in ourselves is so important. And that's where that I have an imaginary CEO. I actually have a real CEO hat here. I should say back there, but I have like an imaginary CEO hat that sometimes we have to put on to remind ourselves that, you know, we are capable, we can do it. And also I've heard you share before, you know, like and it's so you're in my head a lot. You're in my head so much, you know, but reminding me that, you know, we get to choose how we react to all the things going on, and the attitude that we have for our team, for our customers, for everything. If we, I love that you said waffling, because, you know, if we're like indecisive, or we're like you just said, the systems, everything, it just makes so much sense. Because if we don't have a confident stance on that internally, right? Internally, it comes out as, I don't know what I'm really doing with your team, with your customers, the attitude, or even just being cranky around all the things, because that's coming. It's building up. The chaos is going to come. The confidence needs to be there. And I love that you said that. And that, again, goes back to where we talk regularly about being the CEO. And that actually makes you stand taller. Like, I stand taller whenever I say that. Be the CEO. Sit up taller and, you know, just bring that energy to your life too, right? Because it is a life we're trying to create. A lot of retailers that I work with are heart-centered first. We're heart-centered, creative entrepreneurs. We're not just in selling widgets. We're not selling snow tires and just sell. That's not our life. So I always feel bad, by the way. I always make fun of snow tire salesmen. Not that way. It's just that's like the last thing I can think of most of my retailers would be selling. So, you know, they're selling things that they create. They're selling feelings. They're selling heart-centered, you know, and most people are creatives first, business people second, but we are all entrepreneurs. Like, as you said, we're all, you know, and we're totally capable of being super confident CEOs. Like, I'm totally like, that's my passion and mission. But sometimes, again, I'm going to use the word waffle again, and we're going to be using that a lot now because I like that, because there's just different fears, I guess, that come in, or the story we tell ourselves. There's all these stories that we tell ourselves. I've heard you share before some tips on, you know, how we stay focused. And do you want to share a little bit? Can you speak a little bit to that? To your,
yes, absolutely.
Your system, that your framework or your reminders?
Yes. Yeah, I call it my 4F system, and it's pretty easy to, I like to put it into a framework so people can tuck it into their brains and then bring it out anytime they need. So nobody needs to know that you're coaching yourself when you're telling to people.
By the way, I've used this a lot. That's why I'm like, is it 3? Is it 4? I do use it in my head a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's easy. So the first step is really critical, though. The first F is forgiveness. And I think we walk around with all this heaviness of all the things that didn't work out, or all the things we didn't try, or the fact that we're just so behind where our vision had us originally being. And we just need to leave that behind in order to really get a next goal in process, in play, in a way that's fresh. Maybe that's a fifth F, but you want to have that forgiveness. And I think I learned that from Amy Porterfield. She was on a podcast talking about how to write copy, and she learned that from her copy coach. And I was just like, well, we actually need forgiveness for everything, because when we feel guilty or burdened by something, our energy is just not going to be full. It's not going to be high or right. And we're going to just always be like, we're always going to have a tug backwards. So I thought, let me just take that piece of advice and tuck it away. And now it's in the system. So the first F is to forgive yourself of whatever you need to forgive yourself personally, professionally, and just free your spirit up for creativity. Really, I think creativity, it's like another level of needing to be free, because you're creating something from the clear blue sky. There are no real, there is no real stencil for how to put your vision of your art into the world. It's like a free playground, but it's also super daunting. And we need to say, I'm open for this experience. Even the hard parts, even the tougher parts, even the parts I don't really know how to work through yet. And I think we do that by forgiving ourselves. The second F is what happens after you forgive yourself, is your fears start cropping up. And so the second F is fear. And I just want you to just be real with yourself and say, what is cropping up for me? What is the first thing I think of when I think of getting on stage or opening or introducing a new product or painting in a different way? How do I talk to myself? And what am I trying to stay clear of? What danger am I avoiding? And that's how you find your fear. And of course, we have long lists of fears, and we're very creative at creating those fears too. And so just be careful about you know, let your fears be like rational ones, I guess. If you're going to have fears, make them be rational. And of course, I advocate being fearless and just getting rid of all of that kind of self-talk totally. And it is a process. This isn't necessarily an overnight situation. If it is, that's awesome. But for most people, it's like a little bit of therapy, a little bit of coaching, a little bit of reading, a little bit of just taking that small risk to get through the fear. And of course, the best way through fear is through. Okay. The third F is, once you've cleared away your fears, then you got to decide what your focus is. And I think, Wendy, you and I both have lots of different things that we enjoy. Like, you know, just learning is something that is just an endless supply of things we can do and invest in and bring into our lives. But actually, our focus is a really key gift that we sometimes forget to use. And I think it's been hard for me to, I'm just someone who naturally complicates things and I naturally say yes to lots of things. And so therefore my focus suffers. I feel like I have a little bit of ADD in me and I like being busy, but my focus sometimes suffers. So I've had to learn to say, okay, this is the thing that I'm working on right now. Nothing's going to distract me. No fear, no story about the past, no story about the future. I'm just going to be really centered and find my focus. So find one thing, maximum two things, I would say, to focus on and make those be your big rocks. The fourth F is flow. And I think this F is actually oftentimes overlooked or we forget. We're like, oh, I finally have my focus. And then we forget that we need to show up every single day. We need to develop a practice of ease and of collecting the right information and of getting rid of the stuff that we don't need to be attached to anymore, and to allow ourselves that feeling of ease. Because I think many of us grew up feeling, well, if I'm not feeling frazzled, I must not be being my best self. I must not be trying hard enough. And then we suffered for years through graduate school or wherever we suffered. I definitely suffered through college, early graduate school, later graduate school, because I didn't have that permission to myself. I didn't give that to myself. I didn't know I could. I didn't know I could say, this could actually be super fun and non-conflictual, and I don't have to lose so much sleep, and I can just be. And I will, as a little disclaimer, I have been in years and years of therapy. So there's a reason why I've been able to develop kind of a smoother path for myself. But I do want to say to anybody who's listening that it is worth the investment, because the creativity and the productivity that has come as a result has been just mind-blowing for me and totally life-fulfilling. It's been amazing ever since.
That's awesome. So it's funny because I think I forgot about flow. So when it comes to, when I'm thinking, like, it's funny because when I think of flow, I think of that ease is hard for retailers to come. A lot of retailers, a lot of entrepreneurs in general, it's really hard to, and it's so funny when you said that, because it's like, if we're not busy, we're not being productive, right? Although those two things are not even the same thing. We can be very productive and not necessarily be busy. So I, you know, I'm forever asking my retailers, like, how can you simplify things? How can we, you know, flow is like such a beautiful way to think of it. And other people's idea of like the craziness that's going on, again, like, it can be crazy in the store. It can be crazy. If we are focused and we've, you know, given ourselves focus and flow, and we're, you know, we've pushed past the fear of, you know, planning maybe and getting things into ready for fourth quarter, and we put all this work into it, it's okay to enjoy. I feel like it's like we have to give permission to enjoy the process, enjoy the, you know, through the flow. But there's always chaos going on. this is like, it's just funny. As you were talking about the flow, I was thinking, you know, all this chaos going on. And we are my generation anyway. I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs feel like if we are not crazy spinning out of control, then we're doing something wrong. But that's not the goal. That's not our intention. That shouldn't be our focus. And so being okay with calm, I guess. Being okay with a calm light, even during retail days, even during the fourth quarter, even during, you know, you're trying to get all the things out and, you know, just, it's just okay, right? Like to have downtime and it's okay to go create and it's okay to be, I don't know, like just be enjoying the process. So I don't know if that may, if that's a good recap, yeah. But I'm thinking of it that way as, you know.
I think that's great advice and also a great recap. And you make me think of, I guess, a framework I use to help my psychotherapy clients. And that is to really think about how it relates to parenting, how we parent children. And no, none of us are perfect parents, but I think we can increase the chances of our doing well by our children by thinking like, how are we, what kind of energy are we sharing with the children? Are we sharing kind of enthusiasm and calm and wellness and happy expectation? Or are we sharing a model of there's stress now, there's stress coming, and just, it's never going to stop. And I think it's pretty easy to cruise into that. It's a constant stress picture. And I think maybe we should think about our customers in the same way. What kind of atmosphere do you want your customer, when they first find you, when they first hear of your brand or your label or your store, what kind of mood do you want them to immediately fall into? And I would want it to be like, you're safe here, you're welcome here, you're going to find a lot of things that you're going to love here. Something that's very welcoming and natural. And that aligns with me too, that my personality is also going to be in there. So I would have everyone who's listening and watching today to say, what is my style? What can I do that's just more natural than any entrepreneurial trick I could learn from some coach? Something that only I can offer, because that's what's going to attract people to you, is when you're attracting, when you're attractive and not the stress. Honestly, the stress is just going to complicate your business.
Yeah, that's absolutely, it's so true. And I it's funny because that's literally a line right out of our marketing and branding sessions that I have with my retailers, is exactly that. And as I said earlier, if we are the energy that we have in our store, the energy, so we have to learn to kind of control the whole, I always say that the backside, you know, what we do on our own, like, you know, whether we have to go through the five, you know, the four F's and stuff on our own, but what we portray in our store, or what we, or the energy we bring to our store and to our customers, to our team, again, to our customers, to our like vendors and suppliers, like it goes all the way, it flows all the way. Again, I, you know, and it's funny because I don't actually think of it that way on, you know, social media, but you're right. If we're putting out the energy that we're stressed and tired, just like your kids. I love the analogy with the kids, because if a customer walks in and we are like, yeah, can I help you? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like we're like in this mood, like they're like, no, never mind. I don't want to bother you. And I actually have had people say that. I've had retailers say, I had a customer say that to me. And that was like, that's sort of like, there was the line in the sand where like, what can I do to, you know, what that, like that, we can't have that. You know, I wanted you to, and also customers want us to be confident. That's what they come to us for. They come to us to be the decision makers and the, you know, like they're coming for our expertise, you know, whether it's to pick out a color for their wall or their furniture, or whether it's to help them decide what pair of jewelry to, you know, like just, they want our calmness. They want us to be calm. And I especially feel that this pandemic age, I don't even know, what are we calling this? Like, it's not post-pandemic. It's not, it's just this pandemic age, I guess. People are stressed enough with everything else, right? Like they're all going through all those other things too. So, you know, we as entrepreneurs need to bring the positive energy. And I love that. That's a wonderful reminder. And we can choose, like, and I've heard you say this, you know, we choose our inner calm. Like we choose how we show up, even when all the stuff's happening around us. Because that's inevitable. I feel like it's inevitable that everything is going to be crazy around us. So we need to remind ourselves.
Well, when you mentioned chaos a couple minutes back, I started thinking about the universe. The universe is in constant change and growth and I feel like probably things are exploding all the time in ways that if we really knew about it, we'd probably get really afraid. But I think that's nature. So if you start to look at the things that are like coming at you, those to-do list items that just never stop. And right. If you look at it as like, wow, this is my abundant life. This is my chance to get some part of that list done. This is me growing and changing. You're going to get through it a lot more smoothly than if you're like, I'm completely buried and I just want to go take a nap and I want to go eat out the refrigerator and never do business again. I mean, it's just, they're two different ways of handling the same thing. Yeah. And change is always going to happen. And there are always going to be roadblocks, but I like to say to myself, I just don't want to be that roadblock to myself. That's the part that I can really, really be on top of and be the CEO of. I'm the CEO of me. And I don't want to be the reason why something didn't work anymore. Because I had so many years of that with the procrastination that I had in my earlier life.
Right. And I believe that that's self-discipline, and it's not going to come in a, you know, we can't change it all tomorrow, but I hope everybody's taking from this that just reminder, just to keep practicing that, just keep coming back to zero or coming back to the grounding point. And again, it just takes self-discipline and a little bit, you know, I have to remind myself all the time again. And when I need an extra reminder, I jump on Instagram or Facebook and I go visit Christine. So it's really funny. Thank you so much for being here. I do a couple of things. So right before, for everybody listening, right before we went live. So Christine says, oh, my new book just arrived 5 minutes ago and she has not opened it yet. And it's, I'm like, what? So she has a new book. You want to tell us a little bit about your book? And we're totally doing a book opening here.
Yes, live. We are.
Podcast. I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, I'll open it later. I'm like, no, we are going to open it now because it's exciting. What an exciting moment. So you have a new book. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your book and about your launch, about when it'll be available and all that?
I think despite the fact that I'm looking right at the cardboard mailing box of the book, it still feels like an unreality because the process of writing a book is really just, it is a creative process fully because it's somebody's idea, partially yours, but of course we need other people to cooperate with that. We need, I mean, I feel like at least 20 years of learning and working and being are in this book and how many people were in there along the way. So it's this creative, massive project. And I feel like it was a good one. The book's title is 5 Minute Self-Discipline Exercises, Stay Motivated, Cultivate Good Habits, and Achieve Your Goals. It's a long one.
It's long, but I love it. It's like, it's awesome.
Thank you. And it was fun to write. I wrote it in the pandemic era and probably ate out the refrigerator a time or two in the process, but I'm happy to share it with the world. And I think if you don't mind,
let's open right up here. That pack. Okay. Open
this
it up. What did they say? Move that bus or whatever they say on all those pants.
Move that bus. Okay. So here we go. Got the scissors and I'm just gonna.
So the book is going to be, my understanding is that it goes on sale. I have October 6th written down here.
Correct. And it will, I know that it's going to be on sale via Amazon. So, just look it up. And Wendy did tell me to get the scissors and that was a good call. So, so here we're getting the sound effects too for the podcast. Listeners,
yeah, there you go. So. We are now opening the package. So of course you, yay, that's so beautiful. Oh, it's very good. So if you're listening on the podcast, we will show you a picture of the book, but it is.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited. I feel like this is such an exciting moment that we need. Oh! Like, I'm so excited for you.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you for sharing this moment with me. And it's really cute. I have to tell you, this is the cutest little book.
It is a cute little book.
I know, I'm just looking at that. I'm just going to reveal.
This is our first book reveal on the podcast.
Yeah, look at this.
Oh, look.
There are pictures and it's big type, which I appreciate. And lots of, I think, quick, like they say, 5 minute exercises to just get you moving. Because really, we actually all like to be energized. Okay. Now, we can be calm and energized. We just don't want that flat, like I think I'm speaking for most people that we like to feel like, you know, we're connecting with that energy in the universe and with our potential and with the time that we have today. So I'm just hoping this book helps people. If you need a little pick me up, I think there's something in here for you. Thanks for Wendy for sharing this moment with me.
Oh, I love it. I'm so excited about this. I'm also a big fan of 5-minute books. Like when I can pick up something and get something out of it and put it down, I love business books, but it's so hard to find time to read. And I know the retailers listening right now. I just funny because I just know everybody's so like, we're all again busy, but we still want to grow. Like we're always growing, right? We're always learning. We're always trying to get better habits. So I think that's going to be an amazing book. And we'll for sure be sharing that information in our podcast notes and here, those that are watching live or not live, but on the Facebook post as well too. So I'm so proud and happy for you. I also want to encourage people to go follow you on Instagram. I know you're so good on Instagram. You're such a calming part of my day when I listen to you. And a lot of those 5-minute things, I'm assuming, are a lot of what, like those little outtakes that you share a lot on Instagram.
Thank you. So Wendy's talking about the Instagram stories, and I have for many years now hopped on for 3 or 4 minutes just to share the last thing that was on my mind. So for me, it's like a little bit of a reflective point about the day and how can I help someone, whoever is listening, maybe one person per day. And that just makes me focus my own mind to do something that's a little bit new and just a little bit to help someone get grounded, like you said, Wendy. So I would invite everybody to come along with me on Instagram at Procrastination Coach. And I have a lot of fun there. I feel like it is a platform for creative people, actually. And there's a lot of beauty and real people showing up in real ways, real fun, creative ways. So I like that platform too. Thank you, Wendy.
Wonderful. And we will, we'll have all your other handles. We'll share everything else with everybody else as well too. So before we wrap up, I always like to thank, because I really appreciate your time. I know you're really busy right now. This is a crazy time for you. But before we wrap up, I would love to know, I always ask my guests if there's a favorite quote, a book, a saying, some advice, something some old mentor gave you at some point in time that you kind of live by, or that's a really favorite thing that you could share with our audience.
I wrote it down this time because I couldn't figure it out on another podcast. It's a favorite quote, and it's by Thomas Edison, and it's very simple. He said, if we did all the things we are capable of, we would literally astound ourselves. And I really feel like, let's go for the astounding ourselves. Let's just open up the gates and let whatever's coming to us come, and let's create something really magical and beautiful and worthwhile out of that experience. So I wish all you, Wendy, and your whole audience the best of luck in this crazy time of ours and in your businesses and personal lives.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here. And again, thank you everybody for listening. We'll share all of Christine's beautiful contact information and her book on all our podcast notes. So thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Wendy.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.